This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Russian forces claim they will seize the last main stronghold of resistance in the besieged city of Mariupol on Thursday. An advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has challenged Russia to conduct an urgent round of talks in Mariupol. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Mariupol has faced a Russian siege and relentless bombardment for 7 weeks, and the last remaining Ukrainian defenders are currently trapped at a giant steel mill encircled by Russians. Ukrainian Army officer Sergei Volensky says this is our appeal to the world. This could be the last appeal of our lives. We are probably facing our last days, if not hours. The enemy is outnumbering us 10 to 1. He pleaded for them to be taken to safety on the territory of a third-party state. President Volodymyr Zelensky says up to 1,000 civilians could be trapped at that steel plant. Zelensky says there are two ways to unblock Mariupol. The first one is serious. The second way is diplomatic. Russia doesn't agree on it yet. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mariupol will be the biggest city to be seized by Russia since invading Ukraine 8 weeks ago. The military onslaught has turned towns and cities into rubble and forced 5 million Ukrainians to flee abroad. Israel carried out airstrikes in central Gaza before dawn on Thursday after a rocket launched from the Palestinian territory landed in Israel, according to Hamas officials and Israeli military sources. Earlier, a rocket fire from Gaza struck southern Israel, causing slight damage to a house but no injuries. An upsurge of violence in Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories has raised fears of a slide back into a wider conflict. Since March, Israeli forces have killed at least 29 Palestinians in West Bank raids and a series of deaths.